is October 23rd, year 2020. My name's Brian, and welcome. I'm back. I'm recovering. I'm feeling pretty darn good today. And thank you all who have prayed for me. Thank you very much. I really do appreciate this. It goes a long way. And yes, I miss so many of you. I haven't been to see you, but I will see you soon. So we've got a broadcast that is special. It's really special. It's based on my actual experience of going through the death experience and crossing over for that very short period of time and having the experience with the spiritual council, coming back, and then learning more about what I have to do to protect myself so this doesn't happen again. And so through the course of learning how to protect myself, I've learned what I need to say to you in order for you to protect yourself. So this broadcast is about that. But before we get on with the details, COVID, it's going to be solved. And we are going to get it together. We are. You have to trust that the light is now in charge of this entire planet. The dark was in charge of COVID. The dark is no longer in charge of COVID. The light's in charge. And so the light is going to give certain world leaders, scientists, researchers, educators, politicians, pharma, government, you name it, religious people, are going to receive new information on how we are to get over COVID. And we're going to end up working together. So you have to really trust that it's going to come together. You really have to trust because it can't last forever. And no, we're not going to go into World War III. So don't even go there. And don't think for a second that an asteroid is going to hit this planet anytime soon. That's not going to happen. So I really need you to think positive and be hopeful and receive this information with a very open mind attitude. Get out of the box. We all have to get out of the box. So I also want to say another thing. Yes, I want to make an offer to our government that I will offer my gift to discern science, anything about science, any help the government needs. And I will also offer my gift to all universities, UFT. Yes, I miss all of you at the faculty. We're going to be back. Western, McMaster, Queens, McGill, Dalhousie, whatever, whoever, I will come in and we will discuss anything about science. And we will explore it together if that's your interest. And if you have a pure intent, I am there to help. In addition to the government, our federal government, I will offer myself to develop cold fusion, working with the government. But I have to be able to choose the scientists, and I have to be able to choose all the people who are to be involved in this exercise. All the people that are to be involved must be of the light. I've had enough disappointments in my life with the dark, so I don't want to repeat that experience. I will offer to certain private sectors, show me you've got deep pockets and show me you've got $100 million in the bank. I'm very serious with what I'm saying. You know, I want to share a story with you. In the last year, it could be longer, I was approached, and here is some of the details of the conversation I had with someone which I cannot disclose who I was talking to. And they said, we will fly you to the United States, meet with certain people, and you can join their team and do cold fusion. It took me maybe 3 seconds to respond. That's how fast my gift works. And I said, no. Then he got kind of angry, disappointed with me, and he said, what's wrong? You don't like the United States? And my response was, and still is, no, I don't have a problem with the United States. It's just a timing. Everything is timing. But right now, no. but they were prepared to fly me in, meet with some very, I won't say the government officials, very high profile, and for me to meet with them that I would work with a whole bunch of Nobel Prize laureates. And I was told there's about 30 of them working on this project, which doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense that 50,000 individuals should be working on developing a drug, for example. It just doesn't make sense to me with my gift. It's not logical. It's not logical to spend so much money to develop a vaccine, 100 million, 200 million, 500 million. It's not logical. I've got the gift where if I work with the right people, we can fast track everything. So to me, because I have my gift, it's not logical. But I guess the math equation put me out of the situation where I don't have a gift. Maybe it is logical, but it still isn't logical to me. We should be able to have access to information, scientific information. We should be able to work together as one and get the issues of COVID and everything else solved instead of trying to do everything independently and repeating the same research and spending the same money on something that's already been researched and discovered or not discovered some other part of the world. To me, this is not logical. To me, this is insanity. And so I'm hoping with my gift that this will change. I'm hoping. But there's so many opportunities that I have missed out on and I could have had. I mean, I remember way back when, many years ago, 26 years ago, I was in Portland, Oregon. I was walking with somebody, a very influential person, and we got along very nicely. And he looked at me and he said, "Brian, how would you like to become Prime Minister of Canada?" And I joked, but it wasn't a type of joke that you would just joke where you're among hockey fans. You're just having a joke about this. It was a very serious, laughing, nervous response because of who this person was. And I declined. And I knew even back then God had something special for me. Not to say that being prime minister is not special, but had something greater for me to do. And so I declined. And he said, "Are you sure? Because we can train you. We can get you prepped." And I said, "No, I don't want that. I really do not want to do that." And I'm glad that I turned it down. I really am glad. Because through the exercise of receiving my gift, my son, who's very healthy, at 4 years old, that was like 22 years ago, he got brain cancer and he received a miracle healing. And I don't believe that he would have got that miracle healing if I did go on the path of prime minister. So I gave that up. But I also thought now, very recently, if I did accept that training program, I say this very loosely because it was very serious. If I did accept that, I would not be able to say a lot of things that I'm going to say today as prime minister. And if I was prime minister, there's definitely a lot of things that I say that is very truthful that I would not be able to say. It would just make too many other world leaders upset. And so on the sideline, I can make certain statements that indirectly helps the offices of the prime minister in our country. So there you go. You know, that's the story. And I declined and I decided to take this gift, which at the time I got the gift, I did not apply for it. It was just given to me. It was a blue light that came into my head. I was not even prepared for this. Prior to receiving my gift, I had absolutely very little knowledge about spirituality. Zilch. Got me completely off guard. But nonetheless, I fully embraced it. I also want to share with you, in my experience when I crossed over, I was in this hospital room, waiting room. Well, that's what it appeared to be. I wouldn't say it was really the hospital room. That's what it appeared to be. And I observed that there were two doors. And so subsequently, very recently, I discerned the two doors. And what I observed was the door to the left was for me to go through Bardo, B-A-R-D-O. And the door to the right was for me to go through hell. But of course, I didn't go through any of those doors. But what I've since learned through my discernment, a wormhole is a doorway to other universes. And a black hole is a doorway to other galaxies. Very interesting. And the wormhole basically is the primary door to leave the matrix. The matrix is where we are right now, based on our 100% free will, based on our other experience in another universe. And so we came into the matrix, this matrix, to go through the experience of sowing and reaping and other experiences. The black hole, when you go through the black hole, you are staying in the matrix. You're not leaving the matrix. You are staying in the matrix. So it's very interesting. And I was asked about hell in the center of the earth. Well, I've discerned that something is going on there. It's a topic I really don't like to talk about. And I've never been to hell in all my incarnations. I've had over 1,600 incarnations. And I've never spent any time in hell other than maybe 3 days to observe what actually happens. But I've never been to hell for doing something wrong. And so it makes it much more difficult for me to discern, because my soul doesn't really have a memory of being in hell. But it does exist. And so the hell that we have on this planet is not for people who die here, then they go into the center of the earth. I thought it was. Maybe there's another area it happens. Maybe there's another level. I don't know. But at this time, I haven't been told. But rather than the people who are on this planet in the center of the earth, we call hell, came from another galaxy. So when we go to hell here, when we die, and we go through that door, the black hole, we're going into another galaxy, another planet, into the center of that planet. But I will talk about that more later on. But it's really, really, really interesting how things are set up. So when we talk about my after-death experience, what I realized that I was cursed every day. I knew this. At least for the past 6 years, I was cursed. My family was cursed every day, maybe even longer. And it's been rough. There's no question. It's been really rough for us. Meanwhile, we should be doing much better, and other people who have been cursing us, their life is much better. And that shouldn't be the case, because the curse that was coming towards my family was all about me taking on other people's bad karma, or me making some foolish statement that I will always die for you, I will always protect you. And so those curses came to me partly because I promised to die for others, promised to protect. But more importantly, what I did is that I forgave them. I forgave the people who harmed me in another incarnation, the 100% free will. And I forgave the people who harmed my family in the 100% free will. And I forgave the people who harmed my businesses in the 100% free will. And so what happened is, because I did this and I entered into the matrix from the 100% free will experience, I brought in baggage, and it wasn't my baggage, but yes or no, but I took on someone else's baggage. And so I've been given instructions to inform you, the listener, what you need to know so that you don't make the same mistake I have made. And I have learned a terrible, terrible lesson. Even my dogs have been cursed every day. And so I've learned a terrible lesson. And so, I mean, I'm telling you, I'm really looking forward to the weekend so I can just relax. And so when we come back, I'm going to share with you more information on the curses, and I'm going to talk about the Christ Spirit. This is something that you need to understand, and I'm going to clarify what is the Christ Spirit, which I briefly mentioned in last week's broadcast. We'll be right back. Thank you.
All angels sent from above, you know you make my world light up. When I was down, when I was hurt, you came to lift me up. Life is a drink and love's a drug. Oh, now I think I must be K. just said.